Hello.
Hi, this is Rick. Am I talking to Lana?
No, this is Alex. I
Hi,
hung up.
Alex. Hi, I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, perfect. A second. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm 49.
49. Thank you. Well, just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
Am black.
Black, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you feel not, you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 again, depending on how you feel. That's what we care to know. If
So
you
let
have
me
no.
ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What you had stated your name and the group you're with at the start of the call. I didn't catch it. What was the name and the group you're with and
Oh,
who
there
you
you go.
represent?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe I said it way too fast. The name, it's National Opinion Service, and my name is Rick.
Okay, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what I was going to tell you is if you have no opinion or have never heard, of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that through too, okay? Do you have an opinion from 0 to 100 about the Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I don't have an opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Have you heard about the public charter schools?
Public charter schools, I've heard of them. They're building too many of them.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, how would you feel about them?
50.
50. Thank you. I know maybe you do, but it's just part of the protocol. Have you heard about Joe Biden?
Yes.
And from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards him?
It really depends on a 10 is low, Lena Faye.
I'm sorry? You said 10?
My wife was asking me, telling me say 10.
To say 10. Okay.
I'll put him at a 90.
90. Thank you. How do you feel? Well, do you know about the? How do you feel towards the public schools?
The public school system could be better. I would probably put the public school system at 75. It could be better.
Thank you. Have you heard about the American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
Yes.
And how do you feel towards them?
100.
100. Thank you. Have you heard about the, well, how do you feel towards the public school teachers?
100.
100. Thank you. How do you feel, have you heard about the critical race theory or CRT?
I heard about that term.
How do you feel about it? From 0 to
Zero.
100. Zero.
Zero.
Thank you. How do you feel towards your local school board?
Don't have any children, so I don't have a feeling either way on local school board. I don't have any children.
Okay, thank you. I know you do, but have you heard about Donald Trump?
Yes.
And how do you feel towards him?
75.
So, thank you. Just a second. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Here in South Grand Prairie, I would rate the public schools as excellent.
That's an excellent. Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better? Are they staying the same, or are they growing worse?
They're getting better.
Getting better. Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools are preparing them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that they are not do not prepare students at all regarding this topic, okay?
Now, these are public schools in my area or public schools in general?
In general.
Okay.
Okay, so the first topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are being prepared to this?
I would say some are doing good, some are doing really bad. I'll give them a 4.
A 4. Thank you. And the next topic is become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10, how well do you think the public schools are preparing the students?
About 3.
A 3, thank you. The next topic says trustfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How well do you think they're doing it? From 0 to 10.
Three.
Thank you.
They understand white history more than they understand any other race, Native American, African American, Jewish. You know, they don't, that's what CRT is. CRT is to say, hey, stop teaching about these other races.
I see. Thank you. The next topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How well do you think you're doing it from 0 to 10?
I give it a 7.
A 7, thank you. How well do you think, the next topic is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How well do you think they're doing it?
I would say they're probably doing about a 7. Public schools. Private schools are doing better. Public schools, I would say they're doing about a 5.
A 5?
Yes, 5.
Okay. Just to make sure we are not getting any confusion, 0 means, 10 means very well, 5 means somewhat, and 0 means not at all.
So, right, 5.
So
yeah, the public schools are not teaching, as a whole, are not teaching our kids to manage money.
Oh, okay. So we are sticking to 5?
Yep, sticking to 5.
Okay. So how well this the next topic is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How well do you think they're doing it from 0 to 10?
Eight.
Thank you. Would you say that your estate spends not enough, it spends too much, or it spends just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, would you say a little, or would you say nothing at all?
A lot,
thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or not at all?
I've heard a lot.
A lot. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? The first statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires the teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with those?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
I strongly disagree. Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I disagree.
Would you somewhat or strongly?
There's two different parts of that. You said that the teacher should be able to make the decision without the parents interfering with the school curriculum, correct?
Yes. So, if you want to, I can totally read it again if you want to.
Yeah, read it one more time.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. The statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree, but I don't strongly agree.
Would you say somewhat then?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas. It's chose four of them that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you support or oppose them, okay?
Okay.
The first idea says increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one says giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose that?
Read that one more time.
Sure. Adding an ethnic studies unit to K-12 public school curriculum.
Oh, shucks.
I'm sorry?
No, I don't support it.
Okay, would you say you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Give me a second to think about it.
Oh, sure. Take your time.
Give me a second to think about it. And it said, do I support or oppose adding ethnic studies in K through 12? I support it. I strongly support it.
Strongly support. Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fight back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose it?
I don't support sexuality.
Okay.
So I support, but I somewhat support it because I don't think that the teacher should be teaching sexuality in schools.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. Okay, we have reached the 87% of the survey. We're about to finish. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Which is from 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
I'm sorry, read it one more time for me.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. It says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
That'll be a 10.
A 10, thank you. The next argument says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is?
A 9.
A 9. Thank you. The next statement says, the next argument, I'm sorry. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart mover for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
I barely heard everything. My wife started talking using the phone, so I barely heard it. Can you repeat it one more time?
Oh, sure. It's working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. As students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diverse helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is? I'm sorry.
10.
Okay. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Okay, I have already read you this, but it's just to confirm your opinion is still the same. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Agree.
Somewhat agreeing, okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Or studied from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate. Stop me when you hear the one that you fit in, okay? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, like a master's, MBA, law, PhD, some college?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
I'm disabled.
I'm sorry?
Disabled.
Disabled, thank you. Are you married? Are you unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced or are you widow?
I'm married.
Married, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, thank you. And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Yeah. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Would you say every week? Would you say once or twice a month? Would you say
twice
several
a week
times?
Or more.
Twice a week or more, okay? For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me, it's just the descriptions. Please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Where were you or someone born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
My wife identifies as Christian.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher? Is someone an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No. Well, my wife, she was a teacher's aide.
Oh, okay. Is she right now?
No, she's out there talking to her sister on the phone.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban? Would you say it's suburban?
Yes.
What did you say?
Suburban. Suburban.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.